Hey guys, welcome to the Nuts Welcome to the Podcast. Woo. It's your girl, Max the Bomb.
Hey guys, it's Aranza.
And this special feature episode, you're welcome ahead of time.
Honestly.
It's just me and Aranza living it up.
I can't wait.
Honestly, me either, because we have no plan for this conversation.
I just ate some garlic.
Garlic is delicious.
Yeah.
Like a big chunk of it.
Yeah. You eat it all the time when you eat my pot roast.
I know that, but I don't eat it.
I put whole garlic chunks.
I don't
got time to mince and shit.
Sorry.
Anyways, yeah. Chop it. Chop that all on the floor. Chop that. Okay. Anyways, we have no plan. Oh, wait. Should we do a scene? Cut from here.
Yeah.
What are we saying?
Okay, question of the day.
Yes.
So recently we watched The Ultimatum together.
If you haven't watched both seasons, watch them.
I still haven't watched the first one.
I thought
so
you
So the
did.
Second season was my introduction to it. Can you give if y'all haven't seen it, a brief synopsis is basically that they got a bunch of couples where one person is ready to get married and the other person in the relationship is not.
So the person that's ready issues, quote unquote, the ultimatum. And so in order to make him realize, like, I'm the best you'll ever get, signed Frozone's wife. Oh, no, I'm the greatest good you'll ever get. They shuffle partners, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to pick. I mean, obviously they get to pick, but they basically shuffle. They're basically swinging because technically
they're swinging.
Yeah, they're swinging. Let's call it fair, okay? You're swinging.
The thing is, if you're willing,
they be fucking sometimes,
literally, not sometimes for sure. If you're a couple that's willing to do this, it's like
you shouldn't be married in the first place. That's what the ultimatum people are like. Say they're like, dude, if we're even doing this, like, come on now. But anyways, so the first season is a bunch of hetero couples, and then the second season is a bunch of women love women, double wallow couples. And it's fucking fantastic. Anyways,
yeah.
So the question to start out with is, who is your favorite ultimatum? Not even character, I guess person?
Yeah, because they're not participant. That's tough.
As chaotic as it is, I'm going to go with Vanessa.
Are you? Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Who's that?
She's the kook.
She is. She's one that everybody hates.
She's fucking annoying, and she is like such a she thinks she's such a like manic pixie dream girl. Like,
That's exactly
honestly,
what it is.
With the smaller white girl?
She's with Xander.
She's with Xander.
The really mask girl.
I was gonna say Xander's my favorite.
Also, Liz is here.
Yeah. Yeah, Liz.
Sorry. Just too loud.
Anyways, girl, you're speaking into the mic.
No, I meant you.
She's too excited.
Out.
Okay, continue.
Ignore you.
Anyway. Okay, but don't get mad.
No, literally. She'd be like, guys, guys, which one is that?
I
love the spice that she brought to the season.
I mean, she definitely did.
And I love that she's committed to the main character syndrome. Because one of my social media pet peeves.
Icks.
Yeah, when people are like, oh, I'm so delusional. And it'd be the most lightweight ass delusion. Bitch, go full delusion. Like, that's what she does. She goes full delusion. Full delusion.
She's pretty extra.
She is extra as fuck.
But so confidently. Like
so
she,
confidently.
Shamelessly.
And I love that she'll just say it. Like.
She really does.
And then, so who's your favorite?
Xander.
Oh, God. You know what? I do love Xander.
Because Xander's so genuine the whole time.
She is. Dang.
She's like really trying. She really tried in both of those relationships.
She really did. And she's trying on TikTok apparently too.
Ooh, so all of them have been all over my TikTok For You page.
I love that for you. BK. That's what we're going to get.
I know.
Hold my hand.
Never let go.
Manzana. Oh, and when you cut an apple, it already has the little... but it has an under one too. Anyways, can we also do least favorite person?
Ooh, yeah. Go for it.
Yoli. I knew you were going to. I guessed it, that bitch. From the jump!
True, you did. From the very beginning, you were like, eh, I don't know about this one.
Even when I watched the show by myself, because I binge that shit in a day. Literally. Except there was like one or two episodes that hadn't been released yet. But from when I first even saw it on my own, I was like, yeah, you finna be an undercover villain.
And she was.
Was.
You know who was my least favorite? Aussie.
God, she really did grind my gears.
That's exactly. So frustrating, so annoying, wasn't even trying.
So immature.
So immature.
Off.
Yeah.
Like,
they could have really tried and it could have been really good for them. And but, you know, maybe they just...
Oh, yeah, they are, they?
Because they were the one that issued the ultimatum, right? Or no?
No, Sam did.
Oh, that's right.
And, like, Ozzy was so asleep, like, slept on Sam. It, like, pissed me off.
I know.
Like, when you really got to see Ozzy comfortable, you're like, you're terrible.
They're a very difficult person to be.
So frustrated. Like,
yeah, they were, like, kind of challenging. So, yeah. They're my least favorite.
Oh, gosh. You know what? We should binge watch the first one tonight. The first one is equally as like, what the fuck is going on here? The first one, I was also... The first one, too. Actually, the first time I watched the second season, I made sure all the episodes were out. Because the way I even came about the show is I was like, let me put some shit on. Like, yeah. Let me watch something new. And it was so fucking good. And I remember, like, being like, fuck, this is so good. I binged all 5-6 episodes. And then it was... I went to go click next episode, and it was like... Not released till blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why did I do this? I hate that. I don't know how I did it as a child. Like,
not, literally like, waiting not. A whole week for the next episode.
Jeez Louise.
Ugh.
But yeah. I guess. Yeah. So what is your favorite, I guess, like, characteristic of Xander that makes... Is it the genuine? Like, them being so genuine?
They're so sweet. They're just a sweet
They
person.
Are so sweet. And so, like, involved. Mm-hmm. Or I guess, like, so eager to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. It's kind of scary.
And both Yoli and... What's her name?
Vanessa.
Both of them took advantage of that.
I know. You know what, though? Especially Yoli. Because that was another thing. Vanessa at one point said it. She was like, I know. She was like, I've had partners that... She's like, I'm lazy. She was like, I'm lazy in a relationship. Like,
she was.
I know it. And she was like, I know it. Like,
it was so annoying.
But Yoli made her full commit just to...
That was terrible. That was terrible.
And then went into said yes to Mal, took the ring off, and went to go see Xander. Just to be like, I love you too. But by the way, I did get engaged.
Okay, so I saw... So, on my For You page... Her videos have been popping up too.
Yoli's?
So she has this video, had like, when I looked at it, had like 200 something thousand views. And she had the comments turned off.
Yeah, but they were dragging the fuck out of her.
Oh, absolutely. But she was basically saying, she's like, first off, she's like, what I did to Xander, she was like, that was just not okay. It was just not okay. It was just not okay. She kept repeating that.
She started hitting all the therapy buzzwords. Because honestly,
Jonah Hill.
Both her and Mal had that bad. Literally. I love when Mal finally had a breakdown. I was like, what? You want us to die for you? I was like, oh shit, it's getting real. Because honestly, that's how some people are.
Okay, and this is not another thing I heard on TikTok, which this is all speculation. But another thing I heard on TikTok, which does not excuse Yoli's behavior, was they're saying that Mal had cheated on Yoli before they ended up on the show.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. But again, is that true? I don't know. We don't know. What we do know is what Yoli did was shitty.
Yeah. And also, when you take someone back from cheating, you have to let go of the fact that they cheated. Like, whenever
I don't think people... I know people say they can move on.
That's why I know I could not move on. Because to successfully move on from being cheated on, you kind of have to like you have to completely let it go. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just gonna eat at you and y'all's relationship forever, for fucking ever, for fucking ever. The times that I've like seen in other like adult relationships, even just growing up, when the cheated on person talks about being cheated on, they just have to be like, yeah, they cheated. And I know everyone else is in shock, but unless you fully let it go, you're signing up for failure.
I know.
And baby, I don't sign up for failure. I'm gone. Capital go.
So we don't know.
I don't know either.
But Ray and Xander have been hanging out because they've been doing TikToks together.
Good for them.
And they've been like photographed out together. They were
the two most dragged into the show.
They really were.
I guess Aussie kind of too, but I feel like
Aussie kind of too. Aussie was dragged to do anything. What was who else?
Tiffany. Okay, the Tiffany Mildred situation is another situation that I have a contrary opinion on than the rest of the public.
Okay, tell us. Okay, the public thinks what?
The public thinks that Mildred is super abusive. Super abusive. And that, like, Tiff didn't deserve, or Mildred didn't deserve Tiffany.
Yeah.
And so, like, because did you watch the reunion episode?
I don't remember.
So the reunion episode was like super explosive and a bunch of shit came out and Mildred was arrested.
Mildred was arrested?
She was arrested, I think, because they got into like a physical altercation. Like some shit happened. And like everyone was
on the reunion episode?
No. They were talking it like, because it had been, I guess, weeks or whatever since the show ended. So it was like a whirl. Because a bunch of the ones that like stayed together ended up breaking up anyway.
Of course.
The only one that actually made it through to actually get married or on the way to actually get married is Aussie and Sam.
Which is... still probably not the healthiest.
No, but Aussie knows. Maybe there's no one else for you.
Literally. Literally. So I respect that.
But they like bring up a bunch of shit and like Tiff starts crying and people on TikTok and everything are like, oh, I know this reaction. This is after blah, blah, blah of abuse. But I feel like, because Mildred said like problematic shit and she would be like rude as fuck on the show.
She was very blunt.
She was very blunt and would be like, I'm Latina. Like, I'm going to talk over you. Blah, blah, blah. And people thought that was like, and it was cringe as fuck. And so, but I really feel like Tiff is the aggressor.
You do.
I
gaslighting.
Kinda, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because honestly too, Mildred is so, what's it called? Like, straight up about like, yeah, I did this shit. I feel about this the same way I felt about the Amber Heard Johnny Depp thing. Ooh. Remember when we were talking about it in Austin? And I was like, I just don't believe that Johnny Depp is this angel. And everyone was like,
yeah,
treating Amber Heard's testimonies like fucking like jokes and shit about her getting abused. And I'm like, I just don't think that. And it came out that he was like a fucking asshole. And I'm like, yeah, bro, he's a man in Hollywood.
A white man.
I would never take that side first. The fucking TikTok, she's a girl? Number two you're talking about?
Yes.
That's me, bro. But that's how I feel about the Mildred-Tiffany situation. I'm like, I feel like Mildred's aggression is a, like a reactionary one. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like, I mean, obviously we don't know these people.
No, yeah, at all. No, this is total
speculation. This is total speculation. But like, one, if you're getting on that show, you probably already have an unhealthy perspective of a lot of things in your relationship. And they just did not, they just had, I think they both were aggressors.
Yeah, they were also like the young, I think they were the youngest couple on there. Mm-hmm. I think they only been dating like a year. They were pulling a lesbian stereotype.
Wow.
I know. So if anyone wants to pull a lesbian stereotype with me, I'm U-Haul ready. No, for all. But yeah, and I'm really surprised that I even liked that show as much as I did, because I'm not a reality TV girly.
Me neither.
I'm not a new reality TV girly, except for Indian Matchmaking.
Oh, Indian Matchmaking is good.
So good. I tried watching Jewish Matchmaking. It didn't hit the same, but I did learn a lot of cultural.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, it feels that way. I didn't know that, like, Jewish people have... they basically have like a no sabo spectrum of Jewish culture. Yeah. And so whenever they're talking to like the Jewish matchmaker, They're like,
what level of Jewish are you?
Yeah, literally, like, I'm Jewish ethnically, but not practicing. And then it'll be like, or the parents will talk about their kid and they're like, oh, they're basically half Jewish because they like don't eat kosher and don't speak Hebrew?
Yeah.
And or like, there's just like different shit that they have or have not done. And so the parents would be like, just like any other parents, like any other religious parents, like, oh, my daughter goes to church on Sundays, but like that type of like doesn't give her ties or whatever. And so I was like, damn, you cannot escape the judgmental parents. Like,
were there some more conservative couples and like less conservative? Or I guess I don't know if I would be conservative.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Or I'd be like, oh, they're too religious or they're too Jewish for me. Type shit, which is funny because I remember there was a girl on Indian matchmaking. I don't remember, but she was just like, oh, or no, it was a guy that was like, oh, I want her to speak whatever dialect they speak. And but he was like, but I also can't her, I don't want her to have like an accent and like shit like that. It has like the Jewish
yeah
that is like, I would like her to be Jewish, but I don't want my house kosher kind of like.
Yeah.
It'll be the parents off to the side like, side eye. That's not how I raised you. Which I thought was so interesting.
That is interesting.
But I never finished it. I guess we should.
But it wasn't as good as Indian Matchmaking. It's because Indian Matchmaking was so
Auntie
good.
Seema is...
Oof. Literally.
I'm like, Auntie Seema, if you ever branch out.
I'm right here.
I love when, you know what I love about that show is that it got multiple seasons and she did not like let up or change like her resources. Like she goes like a face reader in every season and she like
does
their charts and stuff and that she'll explain that. I love that they didn't westernize even though she spent a lot of time in the States.
That's true. They stuck to the culture. That was so interesting. I learned a lot from that show, too.
Oh, my God. Me, too.
About Indian cultures.
Yeah.
So, reality TV can be very good, educational.
I know. And I wish I knew, like, I was talking to Cindy about this in our episode. Like, I wish I knew what it was that made it.
I think it's like a social experiment.
Is that what it has to have, like, a sprinkle of... Even y'all don't know what y'all doing.
And I think it humbles us because we all get caught up in our own heads about what we're doing and what we're not doing. And it helps to see other people struggle.
Yeah.
Or make, you know, poor decisions or try something scary.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is about certain reality TV that, like, it just hits. But I don't know. It's like that because there's a lot of, I guess what it would be considered trash TV. Like, I don't know that I like trash TV.
Yeah.
But I don't know what falls under that spectrum.
I don't know. It's very thin line, I think.
Does Vanderpump fall under that?
Does Jersey Shore?
Oh, hell yeah. Immediately yes. Jersey Shore is the reason why Last Night Max even isn't existent. I stayed up drinking by myself till fucking 8 in the morning.
Watching Jersey Shore?
Watching Jersey Shore. It rewired my 14-year-old brain. And honestly, it's not done wiring.
We should do a Jersey Shore drinking game tonight.
I'm down.
So last night, the girls, we did a Twilight drinking game.
But this is how if you ever want to like turn the fuck up but you don't want to like drink too much liquids, just use a seltzer as a mixer and increase that alcohol content per drink per cubic oh sorry, because that shit will. Last night we had tequila drinks with Topo Chico hard seltzer mixers. And it was...
I didn't even realize it until drink number 3.
Yeah, I feel like I
poisoned you. And I was like, no wonder it feels... I was like, no wonder I'm getting so drunk.
Oh, yeah. So we did a Twilight drinking game and then...
Harry Potter.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
What was the Twilight? The name you came up for Twilight?
Twilight Two Turn. I'll be a prisoner of your Azkaban. Or throw that Azkaban.
Man, you're so good at those.
I do love remixing stuff. I hope Liz is prepared for that. Because I love it. It brings me life. Dude, how long did you and Liz talk for? I heard y'all laughing y'all's little heinies off.
Probably for like 50 minutes.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We got intimate.
Without me?
You were asleep. You were napping.
I needed that. Would you be on a reality TV show?
I don't know. Like, part of me says no because it's stupid. But part of me is like, well, if I know it's stupid and I'm just like okay with the stupidity.
Right, because I'm also like, when will I ever be on? I'm not an actress. Like, I'm not going to get an opportunity to be on screen again.
That's true. But, and then some, but some reality TV actors do. That's how they earn their fame.
What do you mean? No, that's what I mean is I'm like, this, I need this reality TV mm-hmm. role to be my step into. Like, if I don't take this,
into influencership.
I know there's no other time that I'm going to, like, someone's going to be like, want to be on TV.
Sure. What kind? Okay, but do you have limits to what kind of reality TV?
No.
Oh, wow.
Well, I wouldn't do, like, Fear Factor type shit.
Okay, so you do.
Yeah.
I would do Fear Factor.
Shut up. I would be out so fast. I would have to make my little screen time count. The moment they're like, you have to get into this pit of water. Oh, count me out, Joe. I'm outie Bugatti.
I would do Fear Factor. But I don't know if I could do, like, the... I would not be able to do the couples ones.
You wouldn't switch with someone for Jose?
Jose would not let me. So I can't. Those are out of the question.
Would you do like a Jersey Shore type one?
Maybe.
Where you're just like freestyling, you're just living.
Yeah, I probably could do that.
If I were to be on a reality TV show, I would start drama immediately.
You'd be a Yoli?
Full force. No, I'd be a Vanessa.
Just a tornado.
Yeah, like I would just do whatever the fuck I want. Even if it made me the problem, like anything short of like something super morally corrupt. But I would be like dirty in the house. I would like spread rumors between people. I want to trend as soon as possible.
I'm going to make it count.
I'm throwing up in someone's bed. Like,
deadass. Because in those reality TV shows, they like follow you everywhere.
Yeah. I'm pissing in public. Is this suggestions? Is this my reality TV bucket list?
You can send this in as your application video.
Okay, that's what would prevent me from getting onto the show is having to do an audition video. I don't know that I can go all out on, like, corny, like on Legally Blonde.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
I don't know that I can do that.
That little montage.
Or would you do like a, I guess like a real world? That's what I think. When I think of reality, like early reality TV, that's really what I think of. Is like real world, world rules.
Wow.
Throwback.
That throws me back. Yeah.
I would do something like that.
You would.
Actually, yeah. You know what would be fun? You know what kind of like reality TV you need to bring back? The MTV reality TV, like the Eliminate. You remember Eliminate? Or Parental Control.
Oh my gosh. Those were fun.
Those were so fun.
Those were so much fun. I loved Parental Control.
The one where they would like hijack someone and then like go through their room.
Yes.
Ow! I love that shit.
I love that too.
I love that. That's like, Now that you see how far reality TV comes with social media, that was like reality TV light.
That was. That's true. Because shit is intense now.
Thanks to social media.
Yeah, thanks to social media.
Because that was, yeah, that was fucking intense. Mm-hmm. My Super Sweet 16.
Oh, those were good.
Those were good. I keep getting a lot of my Super Sweet 16 clips on my shit, on my TikTok. And I'm like, okay, fuck.
Honestly.
15 years ago, thanks. Like,
ouch.
Literally.
Like, okay, but ask me first.
I felt that way recently when we were talking to my, I was talking to my parents, and my papi was like, how long have we been awake, girl? Like, 10 years? And I was like, 14. I have been awake, Cohen, as long as I have not been awake, Cohen, in my lifeline.
Yeah.
So, in October, I'm officially, I mean, I guess I spent a couple months in San Antonio, but that was like, whatever. And in October, I'm officially like,
What, Cohen? Are you going to get a Waco tattoo like Jose?
Hey, don't tell me. I'm going to get an Austin one and a Waco one on each shoulder. I'm going to get 51254.
I just get it.
But wait, bar.
Actually, that's kind of cute.
I have grown to love Waco so much. My mom was making fun when we were talking about that. I was like, oh, remember when I first moved to Waco? And she was like, yeah. And she like hated sucked it. Her shoulder. She was like, I hate it here. I don't want to. She was like mocking me. And I was like, I did hate it here. Like, why are you mocking my depression?
That's terrible.
And she was like, I know, but you understand now why I had to do it. And I was like, I guess. But
why did y'all move?
Huh?
Why did y'all move?
Because the gentrification in Austin was getting really out of kicking control. Off. Yeah, and my mom was like, there's like no opportunities here for stability.
And I'm so glad they made that decision because it led me to you.
Imagine, I'd love to think of my life if I had not moved to Waco.
Sad.
Dark.
I'm just kidding. You probably would be fine, but you probably wouldn't have like such a cool friend group.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know how. I don't know. Especially because it was such a formative time. Hmm. What is one thing that you would like, if that didn't happen, your life would be so different? Like, is there a pivotal moment that you can think of in your life that you're like,
if my parents had decided to stay in Mexico, or like if we had never come here.
Oh, yeah.
I do think about that sometimes.
Right. You kind of just like, sometimes I think about it randomly that I'm like, what would have?
Because like, I see how my cousins live in mm-hmm. Mexico and the opportunities that they have and don't have and, you know, the experiences that they have. And then some things are harder and other things I think are, I would enjoy, but, you know.
Yeah.
But I think about that, like, I would ended up at a university in Mexico. I would have probably ended up living there for the rest of my life. It's crazy.
I know. I think about that too. I'm like, would I have ever, if I had stayed in Austin, like, would I still be living? Because I have friends and stuff, mm-hmm. and I have, like, cousins and stuff mm-hmm. who still just live in Austin.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, that's their hometown syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, they're the people that never leave their hometown. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't know, like, would that have been me? Probably. Austin is fun.
Yeah. What about now, though? It's way more gentrified.
I know. Oh, my God. Dude, I just saw a freaking TikTok about... I felt like such a hater, but I was like, shut up. It was this college band, and the caption on the TikTok was like, POV, what is it? It was like, you thought that all of old Austin was lost, but then you caught us doing, what were they doing? They were like playing live somewhere, and it brought a little bit of old Austin back. And I was like, I already know y'all not even Austin Ada's for even saying she's like old Austin. So I go to their TikTok and their like intro TikTok is like, POV, your college students that didn't go back home for summer break or something. So y'all formed a band. And I'm like, bitch, y'all go to UT?
Literally.
Get the fuck. Do not call yourself Old Austin. Get the fuck. I saw that shit and I was like, it groaned my gears. You're the reason. I don't get to live in Austin.
You are the problem.
Austin is crazy different now.
RIP. Well, how do you feel about, like, now Waco's starting to get more and more gentrified?
I feel the same. I'm like, triggered when I see search that. I'm like, you know what? When they started putting bike lanes.
You got triggered.
Past fucking Franklin.
Ooh, yeah.
I was like, it's beginning. Because that was one of the first things I remember. Because my mom would be pissed because she would pick us up from school and, like, traffic would be. And we would be going to get raspas. Oof. And she would be pissed because there'd be so much traffic because they got rid of a lane both ways. And
to make bike lanes
in Austin. And I will never forget. I didn't realize that was a core memory until it started happening in Waco. And I was like, oh, what is it? He's right behind me. It's like, gentrification is coming. It's like in a movie when a ghost appears and your breath starts showing up because it's cold. That's what she used to bitch about. She would be like, people have been riding their bikes for years in fucking Austin. They didn't make us bike lanes and blah, 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 going off. And I'd be like, mom, okay. And now as an adult, I'm like, Waco has been having bicycle lanes. Like, y'all can give a fuck about that. Now I'm just like, we can only hold on to old Waco. And reject Waco town. That pisses me off.
I can't. It's really hard to watch.
Yeah, it sucks. It's really hard to watch twice.
Oof.
But it is what it is. Shit, I guess. We need another cult to really ward people off. I'm just kidding. That's another thing is like, even if something bad were to happen that would like bring, like it'd have to be something really bad, like a really failed economy bad. But even if something like that were to happen, it would be happening to the locals.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the people who are gentrifying are in a position to like pick up, like, what is it called? Pack up camp and go to another town and like, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So
we're too far in it now, too. There's no going back.
I think so, too.
My property taxes are out of control.
CMI. So is my mom's. It makes me very, like, learning about it now makes me very reluctant to even want to, like, I haven't even thought about buying a house or That's when I have existential crises.
It's okay because, you know, buying is not one maybe of them. In like 10 years we can buy a commune together.
I'm down.com.
So
we can be the scary cult that scares away the gentrifier. I'm down. You could put a mask on and just run around town. Just something real eerie.
Honestly, I feel like we wouldn't even have to try that hard. A large group of brown people in one area.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to try that hard especially because if we're buying my thought is, because obviously I've been thinking extensively about this.
Okay.
Is that we would buy property in the outskirts of Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Like near West or like Bosqueville, which is where is predominantly some areas are predominantly white. So I feel like we wouldn't have to do a lot to scare
people.
Yeah.
Some real Branch Davidian shit.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Like, what was the one? What was the one called that, like, they moved to Texas and the neighbor was like, I knew something was wrong when they didn't say hi back?
It was the polygamists.
See,
the polygamists from
we just
Utah.
Wouldn't have to say hi back in that, and then immediately people are like, something's wrong with them.
What's crazy? I don't know. Because another thing that, like, I don't want to say it frustrates me because I don't want to be a hater, but there are so many young local Wacoans that also really, really embrace. You know what I'm saying? Almost like
embrace the gentrification.
Yeah. And like, but it's, I guess because it's also echoing what was seen before in when I was growing up in Austin, because they would have like I remember like on TV, they would show like city council meetings and there'd be people like, no, this is good. People are coming, like small business owners are like, people are coming, blah, blah, blah. And those end up being the people later they get stepped on. Mm-hmm. What really, I mean, I guess Austin kind of had it too, but Waco has its own little like catalyst with Magnolia. Mm. I don't remember a Magnolia like conglomerate when I was growing up in Austin. Because Austin was like a business kind of hub already.
Yeah.
Waco wasn't really a businessy hub until now. You know, not even then. It's like more of a like just culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I will say though, when we get that first huge sky rise, that's when we need to jump ship.
By then we'll have the commune going, I think.
I hope so.
A building bigger than the Alico.
I was gonna say, I remember growing up, the Frost Building. Uh-huh. I remember when that went up, and people were like, "Oh, this is the tallest building in Austin." And then I remember the first time a building surpassed the Frost Building, and I was like, "What?" Like it was like, I know. And now the Frost Building looks tiny compared to like some living. Like some of those are just condos,
yeah,
which is insane to me.
That is crazy,
dude. I'm grossed out. My hands are peeling so bad.
Why?
Shut up. Do you see it? It's like when you have glue on your hand and it's starting to... So gross. Because my scarlet fever, mama.
I cannot believe you had scarlet fever.
Bring me a tea to sit by candlelight. Make me my favorite hair stew. It's so cold in here.
That must be my apartment.
Smeagol, fetch me my petticoat. And a popsicle out of the ice box.
Girl, I can't believe it either. I'm like pissed about it. I think that you're the first person that I have known personally to have scarlet fever.
I thought it was eradicated. I thought it was one of those things that's like eradicated. It's not. It's not even its own standalone disease. You had to get strep A first. What a bitch ass disease.
Mm-hmm.
It did almost take me out. I was ready to succumb to death. Mommy, the Grim is in the corner.
Okay, well, scarlet fever. Tell me, what have you been seeing the news about the syphilis outbreak in Texas?
Yes, and I'm incredibly happy to be abstinent. She like that scares me.
Are you the one that sent me the TikTok about that?
No, you sent it to me.
No. Oh, I did. Yeah. And how? I don't know. But like, there more and more outbreaks.
That's like what like freaks me out about that is I'm so as bad as it sounds, I can't even lie. I'm so casual about my health. It's not even funny. Like, I don't like to go to the doctor. I regularly deprive myself of sleep. Like last night. Like it's so bad. My most like health conscious thing is probably when I go on my vegan cycles.
That's true.
And I guess like yoga.
You haven't been to yoga with me yet.
No. My yoga not? At home. I don't know. What if I fart in yoga?
I have.
I will knock y'all out.
Just kidding.
But so like I don't like to go to the doctor. I'm super like I can like let me deal. Like I can deal.
Yeah.
And that's how my strep became
Scarlet Fever.
Is I didn't even think to like Google what does untreated strep turn into? Because that's what it was. It was untreated strep. And it happened in a matter of 2 days. But I remember when I was 19, I had strep for a week and was totally fine. So I was like, okay, I have strep. I had got my supplies and I was like, I got this. And so to have like, which one? Syphilis. Which is the STD that like can turn into insanity?
Syphilis.
I would go insane probably. I'm just so like,
we wouldn't let you
casual about
why aren't you taking care of yourself?
I know. I don't know.
Is it like Jose doesn't either? He just keeps putting it off.
That's how I am. I don't know what it is, but that's the scarlet fever bout may have changed that about me. That was frightening. That was so scary. I kid you not. It's scary too because I thought I was having an allergic reaction to amoxicillin. So I was like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's because I was like underfed, underhydrated, sleep deprived because my I was like chilling sweat. Yeah. So I was waking up every like hour and a half. But by night two, I had like a mental breakdown. And then when I thought I was having an allergic reaction to amoxicillin, I was like so just delirious and I was scared to go to sleep because I was afraid that I was going to like suffocate in my sleep.
My God.
From an allergic reaction. I was texting Liz like, I'm about to lose it right now. She was like, lay down. Like, I could not. And so I think I'm going to be way more conscious about my health.
I hope so.
I am not young anymore. It's ridiculous.
The body will break down.
It was so taxing. And also, I guess because my anxiety is worse as I'm older. So I have no idea what that shit was. I'm a different person now than I was 1 month ago.
Life changing.
Honestly. That's what we all need.
Scarlet fever. Yeah. Just to be humbled.
No, literally. That was my ayahuasca. Because I was throwing up. I was delirious. I was lightheaded. I was sweating a lot. And I was surviving off of pops. Those fucking like icicles that come in those like slap. I forgot how much I love those. That was all I could eat.
That and fucking poor baby.
Electrolyte. My puppy swears by them.
I love it.
They're fucking gross.
No, they're not. Sweato?
They just gross me.
Why? Is it because it's a little thicker in consistency?
Yeah, I had to water it down.
Like a giant.
Big time. Yeah. They're so flavor packed.
They are.
I can't deal.
It's the electrolyte.
I know, I just can't deal. But yeah, I'm gonna be better about this.
Good. I hope so. Now I'm gonna check in on you. You did just get new glasses though, new prescription.
Mm-hmm. That's my first step into
You know what I need to do that I haven't been doing and I've been avoiding forever? The dentist. I go to my yearly doctor visits. I just got a new prescription. Yeah.
Oh, your yearly doctor visit.
Yeah.
The dentist is scary.
Yeah.
Mouths freak me out too, though. Big time. And you know what else freaks me out? Dentures.
I'm scared. But now I'm at the point where it's like, I'm scared I'm going to go and they're going to tell me I have like a million cavities and they're going to have to pull a tooth or something.
Me too. That's why I haven't gone.
Me too.
Okay, that what you're feeling right now is what I have about every doctor's visit. Oh my God, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I hope I just lay down. And if it's my time to go, I hope it happens in my sleep. I don't want to know. The thing that really scares me about my mouth, though, that like really pushes me, actually is what pushed me the last time I went and they try to like take it, they try to get over on me, is that your mouth health is so related to your heart health. And that freaks me out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like if you have like a tooth infection, let me just look it up before I even try. It's something about, I don't know, dental health and heart health and heart disease. Gum disease and the connection to heart disease. People who have poor oral health, such as gum disease and tooth loss, have higher rates of cardiovascular problems, such as heart attack or stroke.
Oh my gosh. Whoa.
It's because of the bacteria that lives in your mouth when you have gum disease can cross into your bloodstream. Isn't that insane? Which makes sense because that's how scurvy kills people, I think. Oh my God, what if I get scurvy?
You do have a track record now with scarlet fever.
Ooh, like a pirate? Hold on. Why? How do you get scurvy? Don't you have to be underfed? as fuck. Oh my god, what if I had gotten scurvy while I had scarlet fever? Scurvy is a disease caused by a deficiency of vitamin C. That could have been me. Oh, it's also an adjective for worthy or contemptible. That was a scurvy trick. That sounds like some Lord of the Rings type. That sounds like some Shire speak. I don't know, dude. Take care of yourselves, guys.
Honestly.
This is the only body you got. Do as I say, not as I do. Actually, I'm going to be doing better now, so. I already have 3 pairs of glasses, so if I lose one.
Perfect. We're prepared.
We're prepared.
I need to order a new
pair. I'm having a will drafted. I'm lying.
Are you? I was like, really? Dang.
I don't have anything to give away.
Smeagol.
It's going to be a free-for-all in my apartment.
Ooh, I want the boob chair.
Not the Texas mirror.
And the Texas mirror.
You only get one. You can only carry one thing.
Texas mirror.
Really? Over
yeah.
The boob?
Yeah.
Okay. Liz, what would you take for my apartment when I die? If I die. I just manifested death. Are you thinking? I'm about to throw an ice cube at you. Throw an ice cube at her.
Okay, for my house, what would you? Besides the dogs.
I'll see them immediately. I'm going to go see the girl on my back like a koala. I would take... You know what I always catch myself like in trance by? Oops. That cardboard ballet.
Oh, yeah.
Always. I always catch myself looking at that.
That's nice. I like it. My mom and I fight over it all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. She wanted it, but it's fine.
Well,
obviously.
I would be fighting her for it. That
I think I need to frame it. And the Texas
420.
That is a good one. That is a good one. The Texas 420 is a good one. I now have to think about who I let into my house because of that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. That's annoying.
No, it's really not because I'm really protective of who I let into my home anyway.
It's true. You have to be.
Yeah. It's just, like, important to me.
It's important to me, too. That's why I never have people over.
I really curate my space.
When Liz moves in, that's going to be one of my biggest, like...
Big change.
Yeah. Liz is already talking about having people over in a park, and I'm like...
She does like to be social.
In my breathing area. This is Rachel's corner. Nobody. I'm going to have to tape all area. This is where Buddha stays. Don't come in here. It's just so... That's another... Yeah. I'm excited for when Liz moves in because that is one of the biggest things.
Are you going through your stuff yet? I'll take your Texas mirror.
Mm-hmm. Nar.
Why not?
Please. Because I love that thing.
I do too. I'm so mad.
That is one of my prized possessions.
It's an heirloom piece that I've ever...
And I was just on Facebook Marketplace. And that was $30. That's real.
Don't remind me.
And it's humongous.
It is humongous. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
When that lady actually showed up and gave it to me, I was like, I thought this was a scam, TBH. And she was like, and you know what? She was like, you were the first person to message me. She was like, it was only up for like 18 minutes. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah. And I've had like 40 other messages since. And I was like, oh, girl, we'll hand it over.
Give it to me.
I'm not playing eBay games. You told me $30.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, literally. Amazeballs. Some of my favorite things are off of Facebook Marketplace. I have a lot of shit. Most of my apartment is from Facebook Marketplace.
Well, I've only been to your apartment a couple times. Now I'm going to go more.
You are.
You can't avoid me now.
No, it's not a matter of avoiding. It's just, I don't know.
No, I do think that some people just naturally prefer hosting than others. Like, I really enjoy hosting.
That's wild to me. Another thing, too, is I'm not used to having people in my house. Mm-hmm. Growing up, my mom could not have people over. Which, looking back, was kind of
fucked up.
But she hated having people over. No, we never had people over. Like, there would be a few times that we would host holidays, and I remember being like, there's so many fucking, like, we should not like have people over. I couldn't invite friends over.
Yeah.
I did not have sleepovers until I was in, like, high school. I wasn't allowed to sleep at other people's house. And the only reason I think my mom allowed that is when we moved to Waco, and I think it's because she felt so guilty about moving me in the middle of my freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
And she was stressed. Like, she was stressed that it was happening. But, and so now it just feels like, even at school when we're like, oh, we need to meet somewhere to study. I don't even think to like, oh, I live alone. We can study at my place.
Yeah.
It's not even an option.
Yeah.
Which is so, I don't know. It's just weird. I'm excited to have that boundary broken.
Sure.
I'm not excited.
It'll take some learning.
I am excited. I just.
It'll take some learning.
But whatevs.
I just did a training, actually, with a group of school-based social workers on boundaries. And we talked about that.
Having people over and stuff?
In our space. Or in the spaces that we create.
When I learned about family boundaries, I didn't realize that there were so
many.
A whole
new concept.
No, yes, dude. I was just like. Or just like how families establish boundaries with their kids and how they interact. Do you hear that? Oh, and how they interact with the outside world. And I was like, it's weird learning stuff and then seeing how it applies to your life. That's what made me realize, like, what the fuck? Why didn't we have people over? My family was a very closed boundary.
Yeah.
Family.
That's true.
Which is.
We were the opposite. You know my parents. They love hosting.
I love that for your parents. And it's funny because my parents are still stuck in that. Like, I've invited them to stuff at Javier and Norm's, and they're immediately like, why? Like, and I'm like, yeah. For fun? Like, even them coming out to eat with us for graduation.
Yeah, that was a lot.
I was surprised at that.
Should I thought invite for sure them to my 30th?
Like, nah, they won't come.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm inviting Liz's mom and his parents.
Yeah, they wouldn't come. But yeah, even that graduation dinner, I thought they were going to be like, you can go with your friends, you can come with us. Mm-hmm. So when they were like, where are we going? I was like,
yeah.
Girl, who? All of us? Mm-hmm. Which is, it was cool. I'm glad you guys met them and stuff, though.
Too.
Man, I can't stop thinking about scurvy.
Are you going to go to your regular, do you go to your yearly doctor's appointment?
No. I haven't been to the doctor in years.
Okay, let's start there.
And now I just go to urgent care.
Yes, ma'am. Let's start there, okay? Let's set up a PCP for you.
The only visit... Oh, wait. Yearly visit? Like, for my cooch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do that.
You do that?
Yeah.
And then they check all your you know, your levels and stuff?
I don't think they do that.
I got a blood test last time.
Check my hormones. That's not a PC. Wait, is your PCP just certified to do that? Because that's not a PCP.
What do you mean?
A PCP is a primary care physician.
Yeah, she's my PCP.
Oh, and she does your gyno stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
That's amazeballs. I am going to go to her.
They're called well woman visits.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did my pap smear. She inserted my IUD.
And she also does your
levels. And she prescribed
some. That's why she does your levels and stuff, because she's an actual, like, a family.
Yes.
Doctor.
Correct. Last time I went, they told me I was too low on vitamin D.
As they said, I can fix that. If he didn't make that joke, I'm disappointed in his ass. Like, in the holes, I can fix that. Vitamin D, so that they prescribe you a supplement? I should do that because I'm extremely iron deficient.
You know, you can also buy iron supplements like at the tienda.
I know, but
they don't taste good though.
I know, so I don't want to do it. I need to start taking care of myself.
Do like a multivitamin with iron.
I do take a multivitamin.
Oh, well then there you go.
When I remember. Take care of your health.
That's true. Okay, so how are you going to... Yeah, very important. And your mental health, emotional health.
Okay, that's another thing. I'm only not taking care of my general health.
That's true.
I take care of my mental health.
You do.
I get my cooch checked out.
You do.
I'm very cautious about my ear, nose, throat after what happened here.
That's cute.
It's just like the other organs that are being neglected. And now maybe not so much.
There you go.
Because I don't have any, that's another thing. I don't have any problems. I've never had any problems. That's why I went to the dentist and they were like, oh, you have like a severe gum disease and we're not. They didn't even do my teeth cleaning and try to charge me a copay. I was like, I'm not paying this shit for the visit or whatever. They're like, we don't feel comfortable cleaning. You have this gum disease. And they took me into a financial office immediately. I was so overwhelmed. She was like, it's going to come. It came out to almost like $5,000.
Where was that?
This by that movie theater. I will never go there again.
No.
By the Jewel movie theater. Anyways, all this shit. And then I feel like, as stupid as it sounds, I really feel like they targeted me because I was young. Because I got recommended to go by an older lady at work. And she said there was a bomb.com. And it was terrifying. They were like, do you have parents that can help you with? And I was like, no.
No.
And they're like, oh, I know income tax season is coming up. And I was like,
no.
No. But then I remember I was driving home, had an anxiety attack, had to stop at Marcella's house, went home. And I remember when I finally came down, I was like, bitch, my gums don't even bleed when I brush my teeth. And I had never have any gum pain. I want to go back and fight them. But no, I did not.
Too much.
It's too much. So now I'm just, whatever.
So.
But you know what? I'm going to take care of that.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we can help each other. We should help encourage each other to
book
a dental
treatment. We can't even hold each other accountable to quit smoking.
Ooh, talking about dental health.
I know. That's the only reason dental health is really on my mind is because I would be less scared about it.
I keep like seeing videos about like people like, oh, if you smoke, you should like take these supplements or something for your lung health. And I keep thinking like, fuck, if I'm going to keep smoking, I should probably do that. But I should probably just quit smoking.
Yeah, but that's the celibacy form of addictions. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, if you're smoking, you should be doing this. But you're like, instead you're like, I should just quit smoking. That's like, if you're going to have sex, use protection. The kids just won't have sex.
I see what you mean.
It's like a, not a fallacy. It's like a.
But kind of.
Is that what I'm looking for?
Like I think so.
It's like a be for real.
Yeah.
You know, don't fight who you are and what you do. Like, be honest about what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah. Immediately.
Probably after we end this.
No, yeah, now that we're talking about, I'm Joseph. And on that note, like, the fucking little Wayne lighter in the back. So that's today's episode. Like a good. take care of your health, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I do want to smoke a cigarette. Sir.
Bye, y'all.
We're going to, the Jones is taking over. Have a great day. Take care of your health.
Toodles.
Toodles. Hasta luego.